888-3338.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Beta Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, certainly one of our favorite guests. And Dr. Cuddy has taught at the university level. He was in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration. He has served as a consultant for corporations on business and certainly economic issues. And, of course, more recently, he's certainly one of our leading researchers, and certainly we're proud to have him as a friend. We carry many of his books. We carry his latest book, The Power Elite, The Secret Nazi Plan. That's the title, The Power Elite, The Secret Nazi Plan. Going to the fact that the Nazis knew they were going to lose the war, but you don't understand that all during the war, there were people in our corporations and our government who were working with the Nazis, and of course that's the story we tell in the DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. That's the story certainly Professor Sutton tells in his book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, the story that you're going to get from John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. Remember, John was actually worked for the Justice Department tracking down the Nazi war criminals. He had a security clearance three levels above top secret. And while he was tracking down those vicious Nazi war criminals, other divisions of the Justice Department were protecting the Nazi war criminals and bringing them to New Jersey so they could live out their lives there with comfortable government salaries. And then, of course, we carry the book, Charles Higham, Trading with the Enemy. They're all available from Radio Liberty. We put them together because we want you to have the information. We also have this great talk I gave called Iraq, the Untold Story. And there's a syllabus that goes with that. You really need to get that because it has all sorts of documents showing that all of the wars are contrived. And, of course, all these brave Americans, patriotic Americans, you know, storming the beaches of Normandy and being attacked by weapons built by American corporations and, of course, headed by Americans during the war. And all those Americans were allowed to escape. These were traitors. They were heading to General Motors, Ford, IBM, AT&T. AT&T was building the Stuka dive bomber that was used to strafe our boys there at the beaches of Normandy. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, most of what you think you know is simply illusion and delusion. And we're preparing for another war over there in the Middle East right now. We already have NATO troops over there in Turkey training for an attack on Syria because Turkey's a NATO nation. Why aren't you hearing this on the radio? Well, we've got to talk about Michael Jackson's doctor, and we've got to talk about Amanda Knox, and we've got to talk about football and about all sorts of nonsensical things. NATO troops are actually training in Turkey today in preparation for the coming attack on Syria, which, if it does occur, will plunge that whole area into a horrible missile war. And one day you may wake up, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but one day you may wake up and find the world's plunged into another war, and you got to say, how did it happen? Ladies and gentlemen, the same way why they knew, of course, everybody knew that there was going to be an attack by the Muslim extremists on America. What people didn't know, of course, that was that the Twin Towers were already wired for explosions, as was Building Number 7. And if you haven't seen Building 7 come down, watch it half a dozen times. You can do that on my website. Well, let's get to Dr. Dennis Cuddy right here at Radio Liberty.
and bought that fan.
You know, death by a thousand cuts.
Mm-hmm. You know, Richard, it's and Robert, it's interesting because I've met several people today, and they say, I'm just disgusted. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. I'm just disgusted with the whole process. You know what I tell them? I'm like, go beyond disgusted. Get angry. You need to be angry that these people are not handling the power that you have given them properly. Get angry and get over being disgusted, because it's time to act.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, take it a step further. Why do we go to war? Because the banks make money. Yeah. If you look at any war where the banks are involved, the reality is that the winner of the conflict has to pay for the loser. The loser has no money. Mm-hmm. So either way, they fund both sides.
Right.
You know, I watch sometimes the military channel, and they show the different shows about, you know, different subjects related to whatever war you want, but they never talk about the financiers. Mm-hmm. It's never the financiers. And if you go back to Napoleon, Napoleon wanted a private army. He didn't want to pay the banks. Mm-hmm. So he sold the Louisiana land for $3 million in U.S. gold, so that he could end up having his own military. And the rest of the European world were against him even more so for that, because they were funded through banks.
Right.
The bankers rule it again, and they've owned it. That's a fascinating part of history very few people learn or know about, in that the Louisiana Purchase, we only learn about the U.S. Say, hey, look what we bought, right? What was Napoleon selling it
for? That's right.
Right? Interesting. Private army in that sense. And you say that every time you go to war, you go into debt. Who funds both sides of the war? The bankers, the international bankers.
That's why we'll have perpetual war.
Right. They want it.
And the Federal Reserve will be a conduit for it.
Absolutely.
And this is why, you know, all the central banks are all tied to this. They all like war. It's all profit.
Mm-hmm.
No risk.
Well, and so we're hearing people here at the Natural Products Association that should all be in support at this point of Ron Paul, beyond a shadow of doubt, because he's defending our industry. He's not like Hatch and Harkin taking money from our industry as lobby money. And he's doing it. He's passed or forwarded bills, the Free Speech in for Supplements Act, that kind of thing. And we got some people here, oh, I don't know, I don't think he can win. It's like, well, if you leave CNN and if you don't vote for him, of course.
Robert, I saw a whole bunch of them wearing Ron Paul stickers like the one you got on.
Yeah, well, I did see that, too. It's interesting. And we recognize, we talked about Huntsman before.
Yeah.
Different, you know, there are some people that are good, that guys.
Yeah, but these guys are never mentioned. CBS did their event, their presidential debate recently.
Yeah.
They did a poll right after it. The two that won, came in first and second, was Ron Paul and John Huntsman.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the poll down after 8 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And because they don't want you to know that there's anybody but the crazy people on. And by the way, Kevin, to your point earlier, where you were talking about disgusted and actually get angry, they want us to be disgusted because we'll get apathetic and
disgusted.
Right,
they want us to give up.
That's
right. Yeah.
But when you're angry, you're not apathetic.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and channeling that anger into something that will make the change. Now, I respect people, I've said this on the air before, that don't vote, don't participate in the system at all, because I understand it at the same time. It's a very difficult place to be because there's so much interdependency. Can you unplug totally from that matrix? That's one way, because we talk about healing cancer in the animal kingdom, fasting. You stop feeding the cancer. But those that are participating, if they're not voting at this point for Ron Paul, you're voting for more tyranny. You're voting for more enslavement. I don't know what other way to say it. I just don't.
It's more of the same.
Well, it's worse than that, because more of the same would suggest that we're staying at some gradient of level, or at least the speed of velocity that was, you know, in a normal state, but it's accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually getting much worse, and it's in your face. I mean, look at how the corporations, not only now, they can give as much money as they want to a presidential candidate or a campaign. So they've already destroyed or corrupted the system to the point where there's no value to it. And now you have a situation where they're blatant about it. You had Nudie on the other night talking about essentially making a certain segment of the population janitors in schools and so forth. And he was saying the people in the project. So he's basically saying, you know, poor people no longer count. And
for thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Robert Scott Belcher. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Coming at you from the Natural Products Association, the NPA, and that is an organization where you'd think they'd be all about protecting the natural products industry. We're going to talk a little bit about the misnamed organization based on our perspectives. And right now joining me to do that and more, what's the update on those so-called ear candles? It is Doc Harmony from Harmony Cone. Doc Harmony, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. Always a pleasure. It's just great. We've just been really excited. We were in the appeals court last week, and, you know, everybody asks, well, how's it going? And that's just a hard answer. I mean, it's a great case. We've got a solid case.
Well, let me just backtrack for the new listeners. You may not be aware that the FDA sent out some nasty updates about ear candles. Saying they're illegal, they're against, and we're going to shut everybody down. And Harmony Cone said, no, we're not backing down. And you took a different tack than much of the rest of the industry that produces those so-called ear candles. So give us a really, from the beginning, update for the new listeners.
Well, the short update is that basically February 17, 2010, they sent out 15 warning letters. Regrettably, out of those 15 manufacturers, you have over 10 that are shut down now. And think about that. Think about that, Robert.
Just like with all the dietary supplements. Two-thirds, and it could be as much as three-fourths with some other things coming out of the FDA, wiping out. You talk about destroying the economy. What's
exactly
the little bit that's good in the economy? Let's wipe it out. FDA, here to the rescue. No, here to destroy you.
No, of course. And then you have Obama a couple days ago. Oh, we're going to give manufacturing jobs. We're going to get back jobs. Well, you're killing us. You just eliminated two-thirds of one category with letters.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. You have other companies that are afraid now, and they're just hiding. And like you said, we decided, nah, we're not going to do it. And here's the point, Robert. If they're going to do this with ear candles that has a 0.0000004 adverse event ratio,
yes,
then what are they not going to do it with? That's the whole point.
Yeah, well, they declare you hazardous, and we talked about that with Kevin just moments ago, about every American can be declared hazardous because you've once said something nice about someone that the government doesn't like. Now we're indefinitely detaining you. We're going to send you to Guantanamo. This is the kind of craziness that we're dealing with here. And here we are just trying to salvage an economy with very few areas of the economy that are doing well. And one of those shining stars is still the natural products industry, yet the FDA is single-handedly trying to destroy it.
Absolutely. And the difference between all these, as you know, we're an international company exporting, thank you very much, from handcrafted manufactured ear candles to the rest of the world. So we're trying to do our part to balance the trade. But, you know, they're eliminating these micro centers, microeconomic centers all over the place in the U.S. But then you look at other countries, you know, Europe, Brazil, Central and South America. At least they give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
All governments are corrupt, and we understand that. But at least they give you a chance. We have CE certification, TGA licensure. We're ANVISA in Brazil, you know, Ministry of Health in several different Latina countries. Yes, they favor Big Pharma. Big Pharma's there giving them money. Of course, they're going to get their application before ours, and I understand that. But at least they're not turning the doors on us. At least they're
right.
Not saying, absolutely not. They're not so convoluted and so lost in their tyranny and in their greed, like in the USA,
right.
That the rest of the world still has a chance at being healthy. We're losing that.
Yeah.
And if we lose that, what is going to happen to the greatest nation in the world?
Done. It's over. And, of course, the kids, the grandkids, the kids yet born into slavery, bondage, etc., and natural medicine, natural healing, including the ear candles, are a fundamental freedom that we would acknowledge. I'm sure the founding fathers are rolling over wherever they are. They're upset. If there is reincarnation, I'd say, come on back. We need some help, right? But here we are now sitting at the Natural Products Association's annual expo in Orlando, Florida, the southeast version of it. And I've met a lot of people. I actually did a lecture on gastrointestinal health. And I kind of let it slip that if you're not supporting Ron Paul, you're not supporting health freedom. Because there is no other candidate. There's even the ones that are supposedly friendly to our industry, the Harkins and the Hatches of the world, the moment you stop giving them a penny, they're no longer your friend. Ron Paul, without getting any money from the industry, other than individuals and giving it, has been supportive of our industry, of the natural products, of the freedom to know and to communicate truthfully, even to put in a bill that would do the free speech in healing or communicating about these things. And where's the industry on that? Not saying anything.
No, they're not.
Tick
and they
off.
Give no vendors. They want all the vendors to give the support, do the shows, advertise, mm-hmm. pay. But then when the FDA moves against a vendor, they don't pay attention. They turn their backs.
Yeah.
Harkins, Richardson, none of them helped us. Mm-hmm. None of them helped us with this case except for Ron Paul. Ron Paul personally wrote a letter to the FDA and said, hey, this is absurd. They don't even have an injury rate that's even recognizable. They don't, they put on their warning labels properly. They put instructions, and now you're going to block. The FDA is telling us we can't even say the word ear and candles in the same sentence anymore. So we can't even give proper instructions anymore, which is a setup of the government
right.
for further ramifications.
Sure.
They know exactly what they're doing. So do we, you
yeah.
and I.
So you went, you said, enough is enough, line in the sand, we're going after you. And you actually filed a suit. Was it a federal suit? State
suit?
Absolutely,
federal.
Okay. And this has climbed up the ladder, so
Absolutely.
To speak. They've tried to dismiss it. I remember we covered an update where they said, oh, they're just dismissed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that got overturned.
Mm-hmm.
And now you climbed it up. Where did it go and what happened?
We're in the appeals court right now. It's very fascinating. The judges were very complimentary. They absolutely affirmed that our case was solid. It was just. The four constitutional violations that were being committed by the FDA.
We had first, fourth, fifth, ninth, tenth. What are
Correct.
You?
First, fourth, ninth, and tenth.
Okay.
And they were very upset with the FDA attorneys. They actually scolded them. They're like, you've put us in a very, very, very difficult position. They're correct. They're right. They're just. But if we rule in their favor, it will open up the floodgates for hundreds, if not thousands, of other lawsuits with people in similar situations because of the way you behave.
Well, yeah, if people will pick up these constitutional violations, I don't know how smart people are in America anymore, and lawyers typically don't pick up on this, so it's amazing what you guys have done. But, yeah, potentially it could. I don't know that it would, but what does this hold? I mean, you know, on one level, if the appeals court says, well, we can't possibly do this for that reason, this could go up to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine?
Absolutely.
Ear candles kicking out? I mean, what's going to happen next? I don't know. It's hard to say. But the fact that you say the judge actually scolded the FDA attorneys, he was annoyed.
They were annoyed. And the thing is, it's not about ear candles. It's about our rights to choose our health care.
Yeah.
This is... this is ludicrous that we even have to fight this aggressively and spend so much time and money and effort to do this. But the problem is you have arrogant, egotistical agents that are out of control that have the audacity to tell us in one of our attorney meetings that we don't care what you do, if you comply, how many pieces of paper you fill out, no matter what, we will never approve anyone, any company for ear candles because.
Just because. Yeah, this is the definition of tyranny, modern-day tyranny in these United States. This isn't about King George. Maybe it could be about a King Obama, but the reality is much of this was going on even when Bush was president, so we're not partisan in that context. We're all about freedom. If there's partisanship for freedom or against freedom, we know where we stand here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doc Harmony is my guest this hour, special event live from the NPA. In Orlando, Florida. Check it out online at robertscottbell.com. We're going to come right back with some more updates. Health, freedom, healing like nowhere else in media. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, special guest this hour, Doc Harmony from HarmonyCode.com. She's wonderful. She stood up for liberty when others have run from it, run from the tyranny and said, oh, we can't handle it. And there are people out there. I want you to know Doc Harmony is a living inspiration for us all. There are people out there that are standing up for our freedom, and I would encourage you to do so as well. Doc Harmony, you're getting farther and farther than people would have imagined. I know at the initial phase when they attacked all the ear candles with these letters, we were talking about this. It's like, who's going to stand up for it? And, you know, realizing probably most would not. But then others predicted you were going to crash and burn. You don't have a case. There's no way you're going to make it. Yet here you are standing at the appeals court. Was it a three-judge or four-judge panel at this point?
Four-judge panel?
I think it might be four-judge. Literally on the precipice, if they rule in your favor, wow, amazing precedent. On the other hand, you've got such a solid foundation that if they rule against you, they're just kicking it upstairs.
Correct. Correct. And we're very excited about it. We want everyone to know that anyone, all the little guys, we can do this. If we just stand together, we've formed the alliance. We constantly are asking our customers and our consumers to please help us out, support us, sign a petition. It's available at HarmonyCone.com. It's also available at USAFreedom.org. And these are places that, and these are things that we can do to let the people, to let those people in power and control know, we're not going to tolerate it anymore. We're done. And we will take this as far as we can until we get a resolution that is just and fair.
Mm-hmm. I want to reiterate all the years that you were able to go back, track back, I don't know how many years, in trying to determine adverse events, right? With because you had the .0000. So it was like, as Ron Paul wrote into the FDA, there's no problem here. Nobody's getting hurt. How many years did you go back?
Well, we went back over 25 years, and out of 25 years, there was six AERs. Two are just don't count because they're like, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't like color. That doesn't mean I want to ask the government to remove it.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the other four were injuries. And let me emphasize, and I want to encourage everyone out there, self-regulate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing. Don't make something cheap and shoddy just because you're going to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing from the get-go. Self-regulate yourself. And then you don't even give the government room to interfere.
Yeah.
And that's the whole bottom line. So what happened? A couple of manufacturers had a shoddy product. It hurt people. And that's all the FDA needed, mm-hmm. was that opportunity to move in and use that as an excuse.
Yeah, and of course the hypocrisy is legendary and deadly because hundreds of thousands of Americans are injured and killed every year due to the approved things that they claim are safe and effective for uses that they're neither safe nor effective for. But that's an industry compromise, in a sense, when the government is granted such power as the FDA has. The power of the legislative, judicial, and executive all rolled into one. There's no more separation of powers with the bureaucratic oligarchy. That's a violation alone. But then you guarantee that you're going to be very wealthy because they're going to lobby for special privileges and status, which only the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry had that kind of influence and money to throw around in order to grant the monopoly now that is prohibiting and eliminating the competition and destroying, as I said, what's left of the economy. And Ron Paul gets it. I don't think anybody else really does.
Well, it just makes sense. He answers. If anything else, the man states his position, and then he absolutely votes according to his position. I can work with somebody like that. I cannot work with somebody or trust a government that says one thing and votes another way.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for people to look at the voting records of their candidates and then vote accordingly.
Yeah, well, absolutely what we're encouraging you to do here. And I understand people out there that say, I'm just fed up with the system and I don't want to vote. I respect you. I understand that. But if you are participating in it and you tell me you're not voting for Ron Paul because he can't win, turn off the old media. Stop being a victim. They are telling you what to believe. Enough already. Start living according to your conscience. There are people that are doing it, such as Ron Paul, that we can support. And in that way, we can regain the freedom that has been lost over now many generations and was warned about at the very dawning of this organic American Republic. Can you stick around another segment with us?
Absolutely.
All right. Always having a great time with Doc Harmony from HarmonyCone.com. We've got the links up at RobertScottBell.com. Lots more health, freedom, and healing coming at you live from NPA Soho Show in Orlando, Florida, after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, if you ever want to contact me, Robert Scott Bell, or the Robert Scott Bell Show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can leave me a message. We get those messages at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, the Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week, not just 1 day a week here on GCN, which we love this as our anchor, but 5 days a week on naturalnewsradio.com. All those links are up at robertscottbell.com, including the link to my good friend Doc Harmony from HarmonyCone.com. And, you know, I find it funny that we're here at the NPA show, which is supposed to be an industry trade group protecting, supporting, doing good work, and yet they've been dealing with a den of vipers, if you will, with FDA, much less the politicians that claim to be our friend. And all the time that I've witnessed since the passage of Deshaies, our rights have been eroded, not enhanced, because they wanted to play nice with people that wanted us dead, basically, the industry itself. And, you know, I mentioned that in the lecture. I upset some of the people at NPA. And I said, I'm not speaking for the NPA. I'm just speaking truthfully. As much as I'm a nice guy, I like to be nice with people, and I'd rather not fight. You can't be nice to somebody that wants to kill you. I'm sorry. That's just not the way to go.
I agree. And here's the thing that's most shocking. Look at our industry. We are the fringe. We are the ones that are pushing the envelope. We're the ones that are bringing back, you know, ancient knowledge, you know, old remedies. Innovation. But yet pushing the envelope and letting science catch up with Mother Nature and all of our supplements and our products and homeopathy. And remember, we used to think homeopathy was just this bizarre.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. And everybody would freak out with it. Now it's just common knowledge. You know, I talk to these leaders here of this industry, and they go, "Ah, nah, Ron Paul, he's just too radical." And we're not?
What?
That's the whole point. It would be a perfect match.
Right.
We are radical, and we do need more radicalness. We need people to get passionate. We need people to step up to the plate.
Yes.
And that's us. That's what we do already anyways. So why isn't our industry reflected in a candidate that reflects us? And the only candidate is Ron Paul.
Well, and think about the term radical. I mean, the American Revolution was radical. The concept that liberty resides, if I can say it that way, in the human that is born of creation. And that, you know, that was radical. Martin the King. And you're telling me Ron Paul's radical for bringing that back up in America?
Oh, I agree. It's just preposterous. Yeah. It's preposterous. And you already addressed this. I mean, our industry has never supported this man, never supported Ron Paul in a public forum. Only individually people have done it.
Some companies have, but outside of the industry.
Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah.
What? And then, so now we have to question our industry leaders and go, well, who are they really supporting? They're supporting fellas right now that want us to support the FDA and give the FDA more money.
Yeah.
What, so they can come after more of us,
right,
more of our companies,
empowering,
take away more of our rights?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, well, they're going to train us.
What?
Train?
What do we need to train?
That's what I said. Train for what?
Yeah. You know, I covered a story a few days ago on the air about the admission of an immunologist, medical doctor, PhD immunologist, about the 2, 4, and 6 month well baby visits and vaccines, right? They acknowledge the fact that there is no immune system in these children. I mean, they're getting it from the mother. They can't develop. There's no appropriate antibody response. Admitted that. So somebody asked them, well, why do you have these well baby visits to vaccinate if they don't work? Well, we have to train the parents to come in because we want to make sure they get that 1 year shot, right? Yeah, I swear, it's an amazing admission. And it's shocking for the parents that are sort of on the fence going, oh, you mean what you've been saying, Roberts? You weren't exaggerating at all. But you're right. This is what we want to give them money so they can train us.
It's so ludicrous. And talk about the vaccines. I forgot about this. I don't know how.
Mm.
The same day they issued the warning letters, they approved Prevnar 13 for ear infections in children. Of course, ignoring the fact and saying that Germany's study that showed a 98% efficacy rate for using ear candles when children have ear infections. No, they just ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they allow a vaccine out onto the market that killed 3 babies in their clinicals, 4 in Japan before the tsunami. It was headline news. They pulled the vaccine. India and Hungary have both had children die directly from this vaccine, but yet they're going to take ear candles off the market. Mm. Who really are we competing with? Prevnar 13?
Jeez, man. And, you know, this is the thing. Humble little ear candles, and in your case, made by homeschooling moms, for goodness sake. Local economies being supported. Moms that can't go out to work because they can't leave their children. And, you know, the executive branch, which is part of the Obama administration, as it was with the Bush administration, literally, as they're saying, we're going to, you know, pump up the economy. We're going to provide jobs. Using the FDA to destroy what is left of the economy.
They absolutely are. They have destroyed at least 13 microeconomic centers, neighborhoods, rural areas. And
stand by. Doc Harmy, we're going to have you back on another segment. We got to wrap up today's show. It's a very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Orlando after this.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HVExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping up this week's show with Doc Harmony, my good friend. I'm so glad we got to spend this time together. We don't get together so often. We're just traveling around. You're everywhere. It's amazing what you're doing, helping the economy here in the U.S., exporting, trying to balance some trade stuff with ear candles, and taking on the federal beast. Did you ever know you'd grow up to be a superwoman?
No.
Amazing.
But I always knew that there would come a time and a place where you have to stand up and you have to do what's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and you mentioned the micro centers. I want people to understand that we're not talking about micro computer centers. We're talking about the essence of the fundamentals of the economy. In other words, they talk about it's a global economy. What is a global economy except made up of all of these little things that are being destroyed? Of course, at that point, all bets are off. But when you talk about a micro economy or micro centers, I don't want to assume what I'm, just let loose and let
basically,
us know.
Basically, the microeconomic centers, I mean, these are concepts that are working very, very well in third and fourth world countries. Basically, you take little, families and in particular women, the women that are staying at home raising the children, and you give them little jobs, basically, whether it's ear candles or Costa Rica has purses and different other countries in Central and South America. And, of course, you have your other fourth world countries that do little industries, whether it's putting beads on a pants or putting together a case. And these build up these little communities. And what's so fascinating watching these little microeconomic centers is that they start to learn how to reinvest into themselves. And they're creating their own little businesses and they're creating wealth in their little communities, because then they can go and help out their neighbor. So then their neighbor is a little bit shy, so they give them $2 to lend them, and then they earn it back with working. Or And it just is this community of really starting wealth out at that grassroots level.
Right, right.
And that's what's so amazing and disappointing, that the FDA would actually go after now. It's not the big supplement companies now. Now they're going after the true manufacturers of this nation, these microeconomic centers.
Yeah, and if you see it working outside, you mentioned third, fourth world, and people that are still not plugged into what's going on here in America, you know, we're approaching that status.
Right.
The absolute destruction of the economy, the devaluation by inflation of the so-called fiat Federal Reserve note, fractional reserve bank dollar, another huge problem. I mean, we just learned Ben Bernanke and the Fed put out $7.7 trillion to support the financial banking industry, the fraud that it is. And, of course, that inflation, now they're saying, oh, look, the stock market went up. Oh, really? I wonder where all that new money went.
Right.
It's not real.
Well, and it's crazy, and that's so funny you said that, because it is. It's just other countries actually are smarter than us. We just returned from Bogota, Colombia, and it was fascinating. A lot of the cash that was given to us at the show was counterfeit. And we're like, oh, my God, oh, my gosh. And it didn't matter, because they have a slogan. If you could pass it and spend it, it's real.
That's the reality of what's happening with the Federal Reserve, no dollar. Now, I've covered stories recently of China buying up U.S. farmland. And I'm thinking, if I was China, I would do that too.
Absolutely.
I'm holding all of this debt and paper that the Fed is printing to monetize the debt to pay me back in fractions of a cent versus what I hold on their paper. I want to buy stuff up before I can't buy anything.
Well, and everybody wants to make fun of them, but obviously they're brilliant. They're buying gold. They're buying up farmland. They're buying up fishing rights in Costa Rica. They're doing all kinds of activities like this all across the world. They don't want the paper. They want the assets, because they don't have the resources or the raw materials anymore. So they're smarter than we are. They're smarter than us as individuals a lot of times. Why are we spending our money on a new car or Nikes or some electronic game?
Right.
Go buy food, people.
Ways to prepare.
To prepare.
And grow.
Right.
Like, we need to establish greenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Kevin earlier about that. Greenhouses, simply that we could grow in the winter. I mean, if there's a collapse, it's devastating.
Talk about a great microeconomic center.
Exactly.
Once again, creating something in your neighborhood that you and your neighbors can work together with and create real wealth from.
Yeah, interesting thing here, I'm thinking about this microeconomics and the growing of food, the Food Safety Modernization Act. Remember when we were all screaming about this on the air? They're going to come back and bite you and say, hey, you can't grow food in your backyard. And you'd be going, oh, no, that's not what this is about. You betcha it is. They want people dependent, absolutely enslaved and desperate, so that they can come in and create, you know, a new, even more powerful power structure, artificial and fiat as it is, because that's what they live for. These people are inhumane at that level, and they're globalists. That's why we say anybody but Ron Paul, they're all globalists.
Absolutely. You remember the story. What was it, a couple years ago? A little girl on the side of the street, she was selling lemonade,
mm-hmm.
and they told her that she could not sell the lemonade without a permit.
Yep.
And we wonder where our jobs go, and they wonder why people leave the United States and they go somewhere else. El Salvador, perfect example. Talk to a fella. He's moved all of his business, 12 call centers, a couple manufacturing centers in El Salvador, because they appreciate the jobs and they're grateful and they're hard workers and they get it. They understand it. Whereas here, how many permits do I need to sell lemonade next year?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing is rolling back the interference of the federal government. Of course, we know that it happens also on a state level. I've experienced this with the raw milk issue. I was with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, a month or two ago, and they, you know, rode across state lines down to the FDA and said, here we are, we're drinking milk, come and arrest us, because it was a violation of the Interstate Commerce Clause or something. And the FDA backed down. They blinked. They can't arrest everybody. And until people recognize it and wake up, and of course we know it only happens individually, but individually then you start piling up the individuals, and it's a lot, and it overwhelms them. The other way to address this is to stop feeding the cancer. Stop feeding the beast. That's another way in nature. Nature fasts. Animals fast. And they starve the disease out. That's another aspect to this that, I don't know, I think people are starting to get wind of it, but still are too frightened to understand what we're saying here.
I agree, but it is. I think it's just that I love that campaign slogan, just say no. No, I'm not participating. I'm not playing. Your game is wrong, and I don't want to play.
Nullify them.
I'm not going to play a game where the rules can change at any given time to your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Who would play?
Right, exactly. Well, that's an empowering message if there ever was one, and it goes back to the dawn of the American Republic, that we were no longer going to pay homage to a king, taxation without representation, et cetera, that we were going to be free to move about the new American cabin without encumbrance. We weren't here to violate the rights of others or steal from them, but yet the very government that was supposed to protect us from those things happening has become the main violator of those rights. And with that, we got to wrap up today's show. Doc Harmony, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for helping me rock the health world. Until next week, until tomorrow, in fact, the power to heal is yours.